Or would you say they're very clear about it? There's no problem.
各位你不要以为他们不懂这些啊。
Don't think that they don't understand this.
请问一下年轻人你们懂不懂?
Do you, to ask you, the young people, do you understand kind of stuff?
都不敢回答。
Yeah, they laugh.
我告诉各位,
Let me tell you.
根据调查统计,
According to a survey,
美国高中男生有 97%
of American high school boys
有 83% 的女生都多多少少暴露在程度不同的网络色情
and 83% of girls have been more or less exposed to online porn
这个数据非常高
yeah it's true
包括你我的孩子都暴露在这种文化这种媒体这种大作传播当中长大
In other words, both your kids and my kids grow up with this stuff.
这是最新的数据调查。
This is the newest survey. Survey.
这个是 6月 15号的, 刚出炉的, 最新的报告。
This is June 15, 2018.
根据这个 去年 2017年的 青年危险行为监测数据报告指出
According to the 2017 Youth Risk Behavior Survey
有 39.5%的高中生 有性交的经验
According to the 39.5% of high school students reported having had sex
9.7%的人 甚至超过跟 四个不同的人发生性关系
And 9.7% reported having had sex with more than four different people
这不是我乱讲的 这是报告指出来的
I'm not just making this up This is in the report
这是我们非常关注的 同意吗?
So this is an issue that many of us are very concerned over, right?
都不讲话
Nobody says anything
有多少家长觉得很关注的 举一下手
If you're concerned about this, you can raise your hand
我的天啊 你们都不关注啊
No one's really concerned about it.
难怪我们的孩子会这么随便的。
Maybe our kids are just whatever.
所以我不管你关注不关注，我很关注这个东西。
It doesn't matter if you don't concern about it. I'm very concerned about it.
所以我们今天要跟各位谈谈。So
therefore we therefore today we're going to talk about.
不随性，要严肃的要来谈性。
We're not going to be casual about it, but serious.
我相信各位会同意，其实这不仅仅是青少年的问题。
Most of us will agree that, in fact, this is not just a problem for young people.
也是我们所有人的问题。
But also a problem for all of us, right?
同意吗?
Agreed?
不错,也回答了。 所以我今天我想跟各位从神的角度来看这个问题。
So today I want to talk to you about this issue from God's perspective.
在神的眼中什么是性?
What is God's view of sex?
什么是性爱的神学观念?
What is the biblical view of sex?
我相信大多数的人 都不会去鬼混
I'm sure most of us would not go out and try to have an affair
我想大部分的人 我们当中的人 大概不会有人去什么要去有什么小三什么小王 种种的婚外情
We probably wouldn't try to go out and have a mistress or have extramarital sex
同意吗?
Right?
我的天哪
My God
不过
However
这不意味着我们对性的看法是正确的
This doesn't automatically mean that our view of sex is correct
这不等于我们对性的了解是符合圣经的
Or it doesn't mean that our view of sex is automatically biblical
其实我们对性爱的观念在某种程度上很大的程度上
Actually our views of sex are largely the result of
受到我们成长从小成长的社会环境以及我们身边的大众媒体所影响的
They're largely the result of the culture we grew up in and the media we were exposed to
而大多数人对性的观念拥抱着三种不同的观念
And for most people, they fall into one of three prevalent views of sex
首先呢,第一种人呢,他们认为性是人天然的反应
Hello
In the first view, they might think the first view of sex is the basic appetite of human beings
古希腊的人跟罗马的认为性跟人的任何其他的基本需要身体活动没有什么分别
The ancient Greeks and Romans, they believed that sex was no different from any other basic appetite or physical need
去吃饭去睡觉一样是一个人天然的需要
For example, eating and sleeping, they're all natural needs
当你需要有需要的时候你就去做
And when you feel the need that you need to do it, you just do it
只是要小心一点就是了
Just don't overdo it
你喜欢吃红烧蹄膀 This is interrupt. 你喜欢吃特别的好吃的东西
？Oh, do you really like to eat this delicious food?
尽情去吃就对了。
Just go and eat it.
只是你要小心一点。
Just be careful. Don't overdo it.
不要吃太多，到时候你肥胖麻烦。
Don't eat too much of it, or it'll be bad.
这种观点，性爱是中立的。
This view claims that sex is neutral.
是许多天然的需要之一。
And it's just one of our many appetites that we possess.
所以性只是一种礼仪问题，不是什么道德的问题。
So sex is really only a matter of etiquette. It doesn't really fall into the realm of morality.
这是今天公立学校教育的一个看法。
This is the view of today's education system adopts.
他们教导学生明白性爱是人自然的一种生物上的需要。
They teach students to understand sex.Basically, just as a natural human appetite.
当然要认识到，如果我们不小心的性行为，可能产生不良的后果。
And of course, you know, if we're not careful about sexual behavior, there might be negative consequences.
所以我们要掌握，就好像掌握其他的技能一样，要小心，要做一个负责的人。
And as a result, we're told we have to master it like any other skill, and just be responsible. That will be enough.
哦，你只要小心点就够了。
Yeah, as long as you're careful about it, it's enough.
这种态度认为，招妓去找妓女。是满足这种天然需要的一种办法。
This attitude believes that seeing a prostitute is just a way of meeting a natural need.
你付出金钱得到你的性满足。
You pay someone to satisfy your sexual appetite.
就好像是你去餐厅里面叫一碗红烧蹄膀，吃了得到满足一样。
It's just like going to a restaurant and paying for a really good meal.
没有什么不对的地方。
There's nothing wrong with it.
这种观念在世界上很多的地方，特别在亚洲一些国家。
Nowadays, this view is prevalent among many different countries, especially Asian countries.
性已经成为一种社会上的地位的象征。
In fact, in Asian countries, sex has become a type of social status.
如果你成功
if you're successful,
如果你有钱
if you're wealthy,
如果你有权力
you have a lot of power,
你有地位
you have status,
你可以享受你想要的性爱
you can enjoy all the sex you want.
你可以有喜欢的性伴侣
you can have your favorite sexual partner.
大家在新闻上都看到了吧？在新闻上都看到了吧
？Of course, you know, in your behavior, you see it.
No, in the news.
In the news, you see it.
其实，我相信这是我们很多人心里面暗暗羡慕的，同意吗
？So actually, this idea maybe many of us are secretly envious.
但是不敢说出来而已。
Just dare not say it out loud.
同意吗
？Is this the case?
我不要你举手啊。
Oh, you don't need to raise your hand.
同意吗？说。啊，拥抱这种人观点说，性不过是人天然的需要，没有什么错，没什么对。
And people who embrace this view of sex say that it's just a natural appetite. There's nothing right or wrong with it.
那么第二点的观点里面呢，认为呢，性是动物性的激情。
The second view of sex is people think that sex is an animal instinct or passion.
这是来自古希腊哲学一种名词。
This came from a branch of ancient Greek philosophy.
他们认为人的灵才是文明是高尚的。
They thought of like the human soul or the spirit as civilized and noble.
肉体是低等的，是混乱的，是黑暗的，是不好的。
And the physical was like base. It was chaotic. It was dark. It was bad.
性爱是属于动物性的一种激情。
And sex was like the instinct of animals.
是一种低等的行为。
It was degrading.
是有辱人格，是肮脏的东西。
It was dirty and degrading.
是不可以谈论的。
It's something that never should be discussed.
哎呀，性只是为了要生孩子而已，不是高尚的人所要追求的目标。
It was kind of like a necessary evil for having children, but never a noble thing that people should pursue.
不是定的是这种观点，甚至于传到一些。传统的教会里面
，Unfortunately, this view is adopted by many traditional churches.
这些传统的教会里面要强调追求属灵的东西。
They emphasize, oh, you want to pursue spiritual things.
要追求跟神的关系。
Pursue relationship with God.
你们真正属灵的人要怎么样？要避谈性爱。
And if you're really spiritual, you should avoid sex.
你当然，你如果要小孩子，没关系，性可以允许的。
Of course, yeah. If you want to have children, sex is permissible.
但一个属灵的人。性满足不应该是你这个高尚属灵人所要追求的。
But a real spiritual person will not just pursue sexual gratification.
所以要做一个属灵的人，记得啊。
So if you're spiritual, you want to remember.
好，那么谈到我们中国的传统文化，更是一样的。
And especially for Chinese traditional church, traditional culture is more conservative.
我们中国的传统文化是非常保守的。
It's very conservative.
是不是、啊？那么公开谈论性爱是有争议的。
So you know.Talking about sex openly is very controversial.
是不是这样的
Right?
是我们不愿意谈论的事情
Something we don't really want to talk about.
为什么会这样子
Why is that?
因为背后可能就是这种 观点，有这个性是动物性的激情，是肮脏的，只是为了生小孩子的想法而已。
Maybe because of this view, because this view is behind it. That
那么这第三种观念呢，在现在的社会上，特别是年轻的一代里面，是一个普遍的想法。
And the third view is a very common view of our, in our society, especially among younger generations.
性是自我的表达。
The third view is sex is an expression of self.
性被看作是自我表达一种重要方式。
Sex is seen as an important way of self-expression.
性是做你自己，做我自己，发现自我。
Sex is being yourself.
这种观点认为，
This kind of view believes.
如果两个人如果在一个浪漫的爱的关系当中。
That if two people are in like a romantic relationship,
他们有爱的激情,
they have passion and feelings,
他们有爱的感觉,
feelings for love toward each other,
那么下一步自自然然的就是发生性关系。
Then the next step would naturally be to have sex.
这种性是表达他们之间温馨关系相爱的一个表达方式。
Sex is a means of, you know, expressing the kind of love that they have between each other.
如果两个人相爱,
if two people fall in love,
性生活就是他们相爱一种表达方式。
Having sex becomes an expression of love. It's very natural.
跟婚姻毫无关系。
It has nothing to do with marriage.
就是什么？这就是今天主流的观点。
This is the mainstream view of today.
两个相爱未婚的成年人之间，在你情我愿的情况之下。
Basically, that as long as two married adults it's consensual and they're in love, then there's no problem with it.
发生性关系没什么错。
Yeah, if they're it's consensual and they're in love, they don't have to be married. It's fine.
这只是我自我的表达。
It's simply a type of self-expression.
这不关你的事。
It's none of your business.
你为什么要对我指指点点？
Why are you trying to butt into our personal affairs?
只要我喜欢。
As long as I like it.
接下去呢？有什么不可以？
Then what's wrong with it?
听过这句话没有？
Have you heard of this saying before?
很重要的，禁止婚外情的关系，这个基督教，哎呦，是可笑的。
And Christian ethics, oh sorry, 你再说一下。
禁止婚外情的基督教义是被可笑，认为可笑的。
Christian ethics that prohibit extramarital sex is kind of laughed at.
是不切实际的。
They think it's kind of ridiculous.
他们甚至认为是病态的，是畸形的。
They think it's maybe even morbid or unnatural.
那么，如果弟兄姊妹们，我们在我们环境里面坚持性道德的观念，一定会受到讽刺，会被到敌意。
So as Christians, if we insist on like the biblical morality, we'll definitely face like society's ridicule.
因为这种思维普遍的存在在我们社会当中。
Because this kind of thinking is just ubiquitous in our society.
我简单举个例子。
Just a very simple example.
有多少人喜欢看电影的
？Who here likes to watch movies?
不少人哈。你知道吗？有电影里面有一个叫 R 级的，你知道有没有？
You know, there's a lot of movies that are R rated.
你知道，现在的 R 级跟以前的 R 级不太一样的哈。
Nowadays, R rated movies way different than R rated movies before.
你几乎所有的 R 级的电影里面，你都可以看到成人发生婚外性行为的场面。
It's pretty obvious that most R rated movies will have adults having extramarital sex in it.
同意吗
？Right.
看过没有？
Have you guys seen it? 看过，
看过。非常暴露，非常直接。
It's very graphic. It's very straightforward.
他们说这是人之间的性关系，只是什么？只是你只要你愿意，不关别人的事。
And as long as you're, you know, willing, then it's just an expression of self. It doesn't concern anyone else.
这是一种自我的表达。
It's just an expression of self.
而这个跟当代的心理学家 Freud 所讲的心理学有很大的直接关系。
And this actually is largely influenced by the psychology of a psychologist, Sigmund Freud.
弗洛伊德认为人类有三部分。
Freud claimed that people are divided into three parts.
一种是外在的超我 super ego.
One is the external super ego, which is external of us.
这是外在的。
It's external.
代表了我们从我们的文化从我们的生长环境所带来的一些道德观念
The superego represents kind of moral concepts that have been brought to us by our culture and our environment
一种超过自己从外来的影响
It's a force that comes from the outside
这是你的身份你的价值观
So your identity, your values
然后在这里面性里面的需要呢是在你的内部的这种本我
So then the need of sex in you is because of the internal id.
是基本内在的。
It's basically intrinsic and innate.
是天生的。
It was something that you were born with.
是与生俱来的一种需要。
It's just an innate need you have.
他认为人的问题就在这个本我跟超我之间产生了冲突。
And Freud believed that the problem with people was that this intrinsic id or self was conflicted with the superego.
那这种本我跟超我的冲突呢，成为了我们自我最基本的挣扎跟痛苦。
And this conflict between the id and the superego is basically the most basic struggle and pain of the self.
So 内部本能受到外在的欺压。
So, you know, the internal instincts are subjected to external oppression.
从外来的这些道德教导，这些文化传统所给我们的枷锁。
And, you know, these moral teachings from the outside, from cultural traditions, they're imposed on us.
让我们的本我没有办法活出自己的需要，没有办法得到满足。
And our id is actually repressed or suppressed. It has no way to express its needs or satisfy him.
所以性欲就成为人性里面没有得到满足的一种渴望需求。
So therefore, sexual desire becomes a human craving that is repressed.
所以弗洛伊德他呼吁人要从所有的这些性道德中被释放出来。
So that's why Freud basically he urged people to be released from all from these the superego.
回归到内心里面性欲的需求。
To return to the needs of their inner self.
把真我活出来。
To live out their true self.
他说不要让这些超我影响你。
And you know, you shouldn't let the superego affect you.
不要让这些超我压抑你里头需要。
Don't let it suppress your needs.
你需要寻求释放，寻求解脱。
You have to seek release and relief.
不幸的是，
Unfortunately,
弗洛伊德这种观点进到我们社会里面，改变我们这一代人对性的看法。
Freud's views have creeped into the common perception of sex in our generation.
性生活变成为一种重要的自我表达。
And our sex basically becomes a means of self-expression.
你去压抑它，你去压制它是不人道的。
And it seems like kind of inhumane to suppress those needs.
各位知道，过去十几年，我每一年都会去中国服侍。
You guys know in the past 10 years, every year I would go back to China to serve.
我发现中国真的进步得非常快。
I found that China was developing and improving so fast.
我可以说每一年几乎都有突破。
It seems like every year they have a breakthrough.
但是在这个进步里面，当然了，进一步的就让这个中国成为一个世界舞台上面一个超级的强国。
And you know, basically, all these breakthroughs allow China to become one of the world's reigning superpowers.
但在中国崛起的背后，
But behind the rise of China,
却也让我看到了年轻一代的一个巨变。
I've actually seen a transformation among the younger people.
物质上面丰富了。
The material is so material is so abundant,
但是道德却败坏。
But morality gets corrupted.
这种转变包括了性跟婚姻分开了。
And this transformation includes the separation of sex from marriage.
性从爱分开了。
Sex separated from love.
性向多样化。
The diversifying of sex.
同性恋、双性恋越来越普遍。
Homosexuality, bisexuality is all more common.
不要以为只有在北美有这种事情。
Don't think that you know other people don't have this.
在中国也这种事情。
In China there is this.
我有机会到一些大学里面去服侍。
And you know I've been to college to serve college students.
Yeah. 不管你是有名的大学还是没有名的大学。
It doesn't matter if you're a famous campus or if you're like a not so famous college.
人家要指出来哈，你可以在大学旁边可以看到。 所谓的终点旅馆,
on the edges, basically, of all universities, you can basically see like what they're called hourly hotels.
有没有多少人听过这个？
Do you guys know what this is?
终点旅馆,
the hourly hotels.
年轻人听过，大老人家都没听过。
The younger people have heard of it.
你知道什么叫终点旅馆吗？
Do you guys know what hourly hotels are?
两个年轻的人喜欢的人进到这旅馆里面去。
It's where two young people they can go into the hotel.
一个小时，两个小时。
Maybe an hour, pay for an hour or two.
然后就可以出来了。And
then, you know, they come out.
那方便年轻人寻找婚姻之外的性满足。
They can have sex in it during the hour or two. And basically they just, yeah, can satisfy their sexual desires.
我也没讲错，没有错。I'm not
wrong.
你那么90年代后一代新的这一代对性行为跟我们有完全不一样的看法。
Those born after the 1990s basically have a completely different view of sex.
我相信这也是我们这里年轻人一代的想法。阿门。
And I believe this is also the view taken by our younger generation.
You don't have to raise your hand, but
you don't have to raise your hand. 你不用举手。
是不是？性 的后现代思想里面成为一种自我的表达。
So sex kind of in this postmodern era, it becomes this kind of self-expression.
再讲一遍，我喜欢你管不着。
You know, if I like it, what business is it for you?
那基督教里面性行为的看法是什么
？So what does Christianity have to see, say about sex?
其实如果你注意的话，我们可以看到圣经里面的性爱观念跟以上三种社会的看法完全是不同的。
So if we look closely, we can see that the biblical view of sex is altogether different from the three views that are prevailing in society.
第一个观念说
，The first view claims
性是天然的需要，没有好与坏。
Sex is a natural need, appetite is not good or bad.
但是圣经哥林多前书第五章十八节说什么
？But what does 1 Corinthians 6:18 say？
他说：“你们要逃避淫行。
”It says flee from sexual immorality。
人所犯的无论是什么罪，都在身子以外。
All other sins a person commits are outside the body。
唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body。
你看到没有？这里很清楚的吩咐我们。
So here it's very clear it's commanding us
要我们逃离我们的私欲
that we should escape our lusts.
弟兄姊妹，性绝对不是一个单单一种天然的需求，没有好与坏。
Sex is definitely not just merely a natural appetite, neither good or bad.
我们要注意，我们的性欲跟其他需要是不一样的。
It's important to note that, you know, our sexual desire is different from our other needs.
我很喜欢 C.S. Lewis 一个描述，很有意思。
C.S. Lewis has a C.S. Lewis had to describe this one time.
你想象哈，现在科技很发达，你坐一个太空梭到另外一个星球去。
Imagine that, you know, we travel to another planet.
那么你发现那些的那里的人呐，哈，那里的人。
And the people on that planet,
他们付钱要去看别人吃，不要讲红烧蹄膀哈，羊排。
And we go to this planet, we see all these people, they're paying exorbitant amounts of money to see other people eating lamb chops.
啊，并且付出一年好几十亿美元在网上看，偷偷看那个羊排的照片。
And they're paying billions of dollars a year just to peek at photos of lamb chops.
你会怎么样认为？
What would you think of this?
你会不会觉得这些人很奇怪？
Wouldn't you think these people are kind of weird?
是不是？
Maybe.
会不会很疯狂？
Maybe they're a little ridiculous.
你们怎么都不回答？是不是？但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这是现代人对性的表现。
However, this is a modern person's behavior towards sex.
性不单单是人类许多行为当中的一种。
Sex is not merely a natural appetite among many.
其实圣经很明确的教导我们。
The Bible actually clearly teaches.
要我们在性方面要过一个圣洁的生活。
That regarding sex, on the one hand, we should live a holy life.
因为圣经告诉我们神是圣洁的，同意吗？
Because the Bible says God is holy.
而且我们是按照神的形象造的。
That we are made in God's image.
是不是啊？
Right?
Hello?
Yes.
你们真的很辛苦，我也很辛苦。性是圣洁的。
So sex is holy.
需要在神的圣洁的标准当中。
And it needs to be.Done in according to the standard of God's holiness.
性如果没有在神的旨意当中是坏的，是具有破坏性的。
If sex is done outside of God's will and design, it's bad and destructive.
但是
but on the other hand,
性在神的旨意当中
，sex according to God's design
是好的还是不好的
？Is it good or bad? It's good.
为什么只有年轻人回答
？Why only the younger people respond?
结婚的人性好还是不好？
Those of you that are married, is sex good? Yeah.
Thank you. Ah, 性如果不好，你们干嘛结婚嘛？是不是
？If sex wasn't good, why would you get married?
You understand me? Thank you. 第二种说法说，性是动物的激情，是邪恶的。
The second view is that sex is like an animal instinct. Sex is evil.
但是各位记不记得，在创造一切，包括性以后，神说什么？在创世纪里面。
But remember that when God created all things, including sex, what did He say?
记不记得
？You remember what it said?
创世纪一章三十一节说什么
？Genesis 1:31 says,
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
God saw all that He made, and it was very good.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
什么意思？性是美好的。
Sex is wonderful. It's beautiful.
Wonderful, beautiful. 其实不仅是创世纪了。
In fact, not only in Genesis.
我们教会里面很注重看圣经哈。
How many people really read the Bible a lot?
有没有人多少人看过圣经里面的这个雅歌？
How many people have read the Song of Songs or the Songs of Solomon?
有没有不举手的人？今天晚上一定要把圣雅歌看。
So those who haven't read it, you should read it tonight.
你知道吗？当我信主没多久的时候，
you know, after I became Christian, not very long after I became Christian.
我两年里面把圣经读了三遍。
In 2 years, I would. 两年就把圣经读三遍。In 2 years, 我以为我听错了。In 2 years, I would read the Bible 3 times.
当我第一次读到雅歌的时候，
when I first read Song of Songs,
我脸好红好热。
I was so kind of embarrassed, like my face was so red.
有多少有这种经验的？
Who has that experience?
你知道吗？我说哇。圣经里面怎么描述这个东西呀？
And you kind of think, wow, like how does the Bible describe this thing?
你有注意到我现在脸很红？
Maybe, yeah, your face is red.
如果你不知道我在讲什么，回去看看雅歌好不好？
If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go home and read it.
你如果你去看雅歌的话，你可以看到所罗门很赤裸裸的来描述性的美好。
So if you go look at the Song of Songs, you'll see that Solomon, the writer, basically he's rejoicing in the beauty of the naked body.
所以事实上圣经很自然地谈到内的性行为是没有任何邪恶的味道。
So in fact, the Bible talks very naturally about sex within the covenant of marriage without any distaste or aversion.
Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
第三种认为，
the third view,
性是自我的表达，
is that sex is the expression of self.
只要我喜欢，
as long as I, you know, like it,
叫我去做就好了，没有什么。
I can do what I want.
的确啦。
Of course.
没有人管你了。
No one should tell me what I should do.
你爸爸妈妈管不了你了。
You know, your parents can't like tell you what to do.
牧师根本不用管了，管不了你了。
Even more, the pastor can't tell you what.
你可以做你想要做的事。
You can just do whatever you want.
别人管不着。
They can't do anything about it.
但圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
凡事我都可以行。
Verse 12, I have the right to do anything.
他说。I have the right to do anything, you say. Yeah, of course, you say that, right? 凡事我都可以行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可以行，但无论哪一件，我总不受它的辖制。
I have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything.
第三句，对吧？他说，食物是为杜甫，杜甫是为食物，但神要叫这两样都废坏。身子不是为了淫乱，乃是为了主，主也是为身子。
Food for the stomach and stomach for food, and God destroyed them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual morality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
就如我刚刚提到的，
As I just mentioned,
圣经教导我们，
The Bible teaches us,
性与爱主要的不是为我们个人的幸福，
That sexual love is not primarily for our personal happiness,
而是要作为一个认识基督并建立他的国度从神而来的美好的一种礼物。
But more is a means for knowing Christ and building his kingdom.
是神圣的。
It's beautiful, it's sacred.
啊，这个是，让我进一步的来描述这一点。让我进一步的来解释这一点。
Let me explain this a little further.
这是圣经当中性爱的神学观。
So this is like the biblical theology or the view of sex.
圣经强调性爱是神圣的。
The Bible emphasizes that sex is a sacred gift.
原因有三点。
There are 3 reasons.
首先呢，它具有。
First of all, sex is a way for
繁衍性。
For reproduction.
性是神圣的。
Sex is sacred.
创世纪第一章第28节说得很清楚。
Genesis 1:28 says very clearly.
神就赐福给他们。
God blessed them and said to them.
这就是当时的夏娃跟亚当。
It was Adam and Eve at the time.
又对他们说。
He told them.
要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
你看他们注意哦，生养众多，然后要去治理这地，要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上各样行动的活物。
So you see that, you know, God wants the humankind to basically rule over the entire creation.
可见的性在神的心意当中的确是要繁衍人类的下一代。
So it can be seen here that part of God's design for sex is to progenate the next generation of mankind.
在这边我要提醒弟兄姊妹们。
But please note,
孩子是神的。
That children belong to God.
Amen.
Amen.
不是我们的。
They don't belong to us.
我们父母养育儿女的责任是要培植他们成为敬虔的后代，建立神的国度。
And our responsibility as parents in raising children is to bring them up in the instruction of the Lord, to cultivate godly descendants.
这就是为什么圣经教导我。
That's why the Bible teaches us.
性只是在婚姻里面的原因。
That sex should only be inside a committed covenant of marriage.
你可以想一想，如果性是神圣的。
Because if sex is sacred,
因为性的目的是要建立敬虔的后代。
And one of the purposes of sex is to establish godly descendants.
那么，婚外的性行为一定是直接破坏神圣的目的，同意吗？
Then extramarital sex directly destroys the sacred purpose.
请注意，很有意思的哈。圣经主要是透过对单身的教导来讨论这个重要婚姻的神圣。
And actually, surprisingly, the Bible mainly discusses the sacredness of a celibacy in marriage through the teaching of single people.
请问一下，独身好不好？
So, let me ask you, is being single fine? Is it okay?
独身不结婚好不好？ Yeah, yeah. 既然，我们可以问说，既然性很好，那为什么要独身？
Well, then what we're saying is that sex is really wonderful, then why would you want to be single?
对不对？
Right?
性很好，赶快去结婚嘛。
If sex is so good, then you should go get married.
基督教对独身的看法跟一些传统的宗教文化不一样的。
But actually, Christianity's view of singleness and celibacy is very different from traditional religion and culture.
你知道吗？圣经支持独身的生活。
The Bible actually supports being single.
圣经认为，对某些人来说，这是一种可行的生活方式。
And actually, it's considered a very viable way for some people.
记不记得耶稣在马太福音里面就讲过了？
You guys remember in Matthew, Jesus actually talks about it.
他在马太福音第十九章第十一节、第十二节里面讲得很清楚。
Matthew 19:11-12.
他说有人为了要更好的服侍神而选择了独身的生活。
It says that some people, you know, basically in order to serve God better, they choose to live as singles.
为了要侍奉神而选择不结婚，过一个无性的生活。
Choosing not to marry and live a life without sex in order.
这是很好的。
It's actually very good.
甚至保罗也曾经说了。
In fact, Paul even says,
他说，你若娶妻并不是犯罪，妇女出嫁也不是犯罪，然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免受这苦难。
Paul says, but if you do marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned, but those who marry will face many troubles in this life, and I want to spare you this.
结婚了以后要受身肉身的痛苦，同意吗？最好不要回答。
Yeah.
我们结过婚的人同意不同意这一点？
So those of you that married, do you agree this point?
我们还没有结婚的时候，迫不及待要结婚。
Those of us that aren't married, we're so looking forward to getting married.
是不是结婚以后从此过了幸福快乐美满的日子？
And then if you get married, is your life so like full of happiness and fortune?
都没有回答哈。
Nobody dares respond.
同意他的吗？同意吗？
Do you guys agree?
是不是这样的？哎呀，毕生肉身的痛苦啊！他说：“我却愿意你们不要受这个苦难。”
Because Paul says, you know, in order to spare you from the many troubles in this life.
第三十二节，他继续说
：“In verse 32, he says,
我愿意你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的，是为主的事挂虑，想怎么样叫主喜悦。”
I would like you to be free from concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affair, how he can please the Lord.
保罗这边很清楚地告诉我们。
So Paul here very clearly tells us,
人是可以选择婚姻或者是独身的生活。
That people can choose to marry or they can choose a life of singleness.
你选择独，因为基督的缘故而选择过一个独身无性的生活。
They said that, you know, whether you live a life of celibacy or you choose a partner to raise up godly descendants,
或者选择敬虔的下一代的婚姻生活，都是因为基督的缘故。
It's all for the sake of Christ.
讲清楚了吗？你结婚不结婚啊，都是为了基督的缘故。
So whether or not you get married or not get married, it's all for the sake of Christ.
所以独身是合乎圣经原则的。
独身
是合乎圣经的。
Celibacy is actually biblical.
不是因为性不好。
Not because sex is bad.
或者是值得怀疑的活动。
Or something that should be doubted.
你独身是因为教会的使命。
But it's more for the mission of the church.
需要那些能够完全专注神国侍奉的人。
You know, for those who really fully want to focus on the ministry of building the kingdom of God.
我必须强调一件事情。
But I really have to emphasize something.
独身做出的牺牲并不是放弃性关系。
We have to remember that the sacrifice made by celibacy is not to abandon sexual relations.
主要的牺牲是放下下一代的继承人。
The main sacrifice in celibacy is to abandon the heirs of the next generation.
这也告诉我们一个很重要的。
So it tells us something very important.
你我的未来不是由家庭来决定的。
It, because it's more of a sign that our future hope is not in family.
我们未来的是由神国的保证来决定。
Our future hope lies in our inheritance of the kingdom of God.
我讲清楚了吗？
So am I clear about that?
同样的哈，你看哈，婚姻的目的主要的不是为了自身的幸福。
So, you know, so the purpose of marriage is not for the happiness, personal fulfillment.
Yeah. 而是为了建立神的国度。
In fact, it's for building the kingdom of God.
所以你看到没有，我们的婚姻有性生活的观念。
So those of us that have sex inside marriage,
或者是独身没有性生活，
or those of us that are single and do not have sex,
之间进行的选择。
It's up to your decision.
不是建议我们是否想要一个家庭的个人幸福地位的基础上。
It's not basically based on, we shouldn't make the decision based on our own personal fulfillment.
而是在乎我们是不是在神的国度里面要成为一个有用的基础上。
But rather, the decision should be motivated by wanting to be used by God.
再说一遍，独身是因为基督。
So either a life of singleness,
婚姻也是为了基督。
A life of singleness for the sake of Christ and a marriage is also for the sake of Christ.
性爱是因为基督。
Sex is for Christ.
是神圣的。
And it's sacred.
是为了要建立健全的下一代。
It's for, one of the purposes is to build up godly descendants.
所以我希望讲清楚了哈。
So just want to be clear about it.
性爱是神圣的，因为它是以基督为主要的。
And sex is sacred because it is for the sake of Christ.
所以婚前的性行为。
So, premarital sex,
或者是婚外的性行为
or extramarital sex,
都是
are all
错的还是对的？啊，是对的还是错的？很清楚嘛，是不是？都是错的。为什么？因为它破坏了神国需要的忠诚。
Why? Because they directly destroy the purpose of God.
婚姻契约之外的性行为。破坏了忠诚的品质，它破坏了神的国度。
Because it destroys the bigger purpose of God, destroys the kingdom of God.
所以，如果你跟我讲性是私人的事情，不关别人的事情，是我自己的事情，请你不要说，因为这是错的。
So you know, please don't think that you know what I do with my body is my own business. It's my own choice. That's not the right attitude.
这是错的，因为我们如何使用性，有一个显著的信仰的后果。
Because how we use sex has significant spiritual consequences.
性直接影响我们在神国度里面的生活。
And sex will directly affect the way we live in and for God's kingdom.
好，性是圣洁的。然后第二个。
So sex is sacred. Secondly, sex is a way.
它具有了一个颂赞性。
It's a way of praising.
我们可以看到圣经里面公开的庆祝性爱的乐趣。
So we can see that the Bible publicly celebrates the pleasure of sex.
记不记得我刚刚提到的雅歌？
You guys remember I talked about Song of Songs.
我已经讲了第几次、第二次了哈，所以如果你没看过，请你回去好好看。
So this is the second time I mentioned it. So
你发现这很棒的。
It's pretty great.
不仅雅歌说明了这一点。
Not only does Song of Songs show this.
箴言第五章十八节、第二十节也告诉我们。
Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 to 19 also says.
他说要使你的泉源蒙福。
May your fountain be blessed.
要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
And may you rejoice in the wife of your youth.
她如可爱的麋鹿。
A loving doe, a graceful deer.
可喜爱的母鹿哈。愿她胸怀使你时时知足。
May her breast satisfy you always.
她的爱情使你常常恋慕。
May you ever be intoxicated with her love.
哇。
Wow.
你不会讲哇。有没有很棒？
Isn't that amazing?
你们还没有结婚，有没有很羡慕？
Those of you who haven't been married, are you guys really envious?
性应该是美好的。
Sex actually is beautiful.
因为它反映了三位一体里面的关系。
Because it's a pointer to like the Trinity.
是因为它指向了一个永恒的喜乐。
It It's a pointer to the eternal joy of the soul.
是我们将在天堂里面跟神面对面那种喜乐一样的。
It's a pointer to the joy we'll have in heaven when we're face to face with
God. 所以生命记里面24章第5节他就说了。
Therefore, Deuteronomy 24:25 says.
哦，哎 ，Daniel 不在啊，好像不在啊 ，Daniel 啊，在后面。他应该最喜欢看到这一节圣经。
Maybe Daniel really likes this verse.
先娶妻之人不可从军出身。
If a man has recently married, he must not be sent to war.
也不可托他办理什么公事。
Or have any other duty laid on him.
可以在家清闲一年。
For 1 year, he is to be free to stay at home.
使他所娶之妻。
And bring happiness to his wife.
快活。
That he has married.
在家一年没事做吧。
So, you know, a year at home is nothing to do?
No, 要让他的妻子快活。
Bring happiness to the wife.
你不要跟 Daniel 说我今天讲这个话。C.S. Lewis 就针对性是什么，有一个很重要的描述。
C.S. Lewis, when describing what sex is,
他形容性是人伟大的舞蹈里面的一部分。
He describes it as part of the great dance of God with all creation.
各位知道我很喜欢跳舞，所以我对这个很有兴趣。
Maybe some people might say, "Oh, I'm not really interested in dance."
他说所有上帝的创造
says all of God's creation,
从恒星到太阳系
from the stars to the solar system,
到婚姻当中的性
even to sex and marriage.
他说形成了一个连续动态的舞蹈。
They all participate in a continuous dynamic dance.
你可以想象好，那个连接在一起，然后一同美好的一切一同颂扬上帝的荣耀。
And they're all dancing and culminating in the praise of the glory of God.
你想象了没有
？Have you guys imagined that?
性爱的享受是神的荣耀。
To enjoy sex is for the glory of God.
我们跳舞歌颂神的荣耀。
And when we dance and sing praise to God.
可是当性超越了夫妻的关系。
However, when sex goes outside of God's design,
在婚姻以外的性行为
when it's outside of God's design of husband and wife,
一点都不荣耀神。
It doesn't glorify God at all.
这就是为什么圣经对淫乱这么憎恶的原因。
This is why the Bible abhors adultery.
好，所以第三个，圣经是神圣的，因为它具有结合性。
And thirdly, sex is sacred because it is a way of becoming one.
它是婚姻圣约当中更新的一种仪式。
It's a way of kind of renewing the covenant of marriage.
创世纪第二章二十四节有这样一个描述。
Genesis 2:24 has such a description.
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife.
很清楚的，性爱的初衷是使夫妻二人成为一体。
So it's very clear here that the original intention of sex is to unite the husband and wife into one flesh.
我要强调一遍哈，因为这个人要离开父母，所以结婚以后就不要管父母了，抛弃父母了。不是这个意思。
So, you know, when it says man leaves his father and mother to be united to his wife, it doesn't mean you abandon your parents.
是跟父母的这种脐带关系、这种连结要断开。
It's more to break from the
脐带，你知道吗
？The 脐带
，what's called 叫什么？
and more like to break from the umbilical cord.With your parents.
不要动不动吵架就回娘家。
Not like you know you have a fight with your wife and then you go home.
动不动就要去找爸爸妈妈谈。
You want to find mom and dad to.
动不动去找爸爸妈妈要钱。
And you go to mom and dad to get money.
断开，断开。
No, you want to break that umbilical cord.
你结婚了以后，你们自己的家庭。
You have your own family.
这边性爱的初衷是要让夫妻二人成为一体。
And here, the purpose of sex is to unite a husband and wife into one flesh.
成为一体是完整的结合，是包括性在里面的。
And to be completely in union with each other, this includes sex.
性爱表达了夫妻之间的亲密，这种和谐，这种共荣。
Sexual love expresses the intimacy and unity of the husband and wife.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经里面的性不单单只是一个幸福快乐，性是一个更是一个约的记号。
So.Sex is in the Bible is not just a matter of personal fulfillment, rather it's a sign of the covenant.
在我们的文化里面，我们只考虑到情感幸福。
In our culture, we pretty much only consider personal fulfillment.
我们认为性是婚姻的主要条件。
Therefore, we feel sex is the main condition in marriage.
如果你有爱，一定要有性。
If there's love, then follow sex.
然后才有婚姻。
Then follows marriage.
当你爱情死了。
However, if love disappears,
他允许你走出婚姻,
maybe you walk away from marriage.
没有感觉,
there's no feelings of love.
没有性就离婚吧,
so there's no sex and we divorce.
No, 这个不对的。
But this isn't right.
圣经的观点里面, 婚姻的主要条件是有约束的一个盟约。
In the biblical view, the main condition in marriage is a binding covenant.
性爱并不像一般人认为只是一种自我的表达。
Sex is not simply a way of self-expression.
请你注意听, 还没结婚的请你注意听。
So please, those of you who haven't been married, please listen.
在圣经的观点里面，性是舍己，是无条件的给予对方。
In the biblical view, sex is self-denial, and it's the unconditional whole giving of ourselves to another.
你知道吗？圣经里面充满了圣约的更新的仪式。
You know, the Bible is full of covenant renewals.
当神进入到人之间，他有立约的关系里面。
When God enters a relationship with man,
神不认为单纯的情感可以作为主要的基础。
He doesn't like put mere feelings as the basis of the relationship.
神知道我们人类之间的感情是来来去去，是不稳的。
He knows that human emotions are fleeting; they come and go.
同意吗
？Right?
是吧？所以神跟人有公开的一个立约。
So God, you know, when He goes in a relationship with us, He makes a covenant with us.
他跟亚伯拉罕立约，跟大卫立约。
He makes a covenant with Abraham. He makes a covenant with David.
合法的契约成为我们亲密关系的一种基础。
And it's this legal binding contract that becomes the basis for intimacy.
神要求契约。
So God requires there to be a covenant.
但即使这样还不够。
But actually, this isn't even enough.
他还要我们继续要重读圣约的一个承诺。
He even wants us to reread the promises of the covenant.
其中一个很重要的就是我们的圣餐记不记得
？And one of the important renewal of covenant is a holy communion.
当我们每个月的第一个主日在这边有圣餐的时候
，Every first of the month, when we come here and we have holy communion.
我们拿起饼来说，这饼代表主耶稣的身体，为你们舍的。你们如此行，为的是要。
So when you know, the bread is broken and the blood is poured, we do it to remember Jesus.
我们透过擘饼，透过洗饼杯，那重演我们耶稣基督为我们那无私的奉献，流血舍命。
So when we break bread and receive the cup, we're reenacting Jesus' selfless dedication to us, his giving of his body and shedding of his blood.
我们重温我们对他的一个承诺，深化我们跟耶稣基督的关系。
And it renews our commitment and deepens our relationship with Christ.
同样的，婚姻是一个立约。
In the same way, marriage is a covenant.
我们结婚的时候都有立约嘛，哈。
When those of you that got married, you kind of entered into a covenant.
我们在
结婚
的时候，我有立约的哈。同样的哈，立约性就成为我们婚姻更新的仪式。
And sex becomes a ritual of renewing the marriage covenant.
说实在的，我们在大堂里面结婚的时候，那个立约会不会持续不变？
You know, for the, so just be honest, like when we're in the marriage contract, is it always like, it doesn't wear out?
会不会？会变的。
Of course, we change.
只有几个人在点头，奇怪，你们到底是已经无奈了还是怎么样的？婚姻很容易变坏。
Marriage, it's really easy to be, time.
会变的，除非我们不断的重新审视。重新的整个去注重使婚姻不断的去更新。
And it will always be worn out unless we continually renew our marriage covenant and reenact our commitment to each other.
性爱是婚姻契约延续的仪式。
A sex is a ritual that renews the marriage covenant.
所以圣经说你们要夫妻二人要成为一体，是密不可分的。
So, you know, it's a way for the husband to cling to the wife and they become inseparable.
结合所有的领域。
They combine all aspects of their life.
性让我们一起和解，合一。
And, you know, it unites them completely.
包括我们的经济。
Including economic.
包括我们的个人，包括我们心理上的结合。
Including personal, psychological integration.
性的更新振奋了我们的婚姻。
Sex renews and revitalizes our marriage.
因此性爱只是能够在神安排的一夫一妻之间才是正确，才是神圣的。
Therefore, sex can only be sacred according to God's design of one husband and one wife.
必须是独家的。
It must be exclusive.
不能够分享的。
It needs to be permanent.
我们很多东西可以分享，同意吗
？A lot of things
can share.
Should be shared.
但是婚姻不可以 share， 你知道意思吗
？But in marriage, you cannot share your partner.
我没讲清楚啊，好像你们。我告诉你，什么都可以跟你分享，但是我的太太不可以跟你分享。
You know, I can share everything with you, but I'm not going to share my wife with you.
这个是必须是独家的。
It has to be exclusive.
是永久的。
Has to be permanent.
性爱是神创造的，让我们可以对我的太太、对我先生说：“我永远属于你。”
Sex is created by God. It's a way of saying to our spouse, I belong to you completely. This is the sacred promise of marriage.
我知道对现代年轻人现代性革命认为这是不可能的。
And you know, through the modern sexual revolution, you know, most of the younger generation believes that's impossible.
甚至是有害不切实际的。
Maybe it's even harmful, unrealistic.
但是我知道为什么你会这样想。
However, you guys know.
你知道吗? C.S. Lewis 说得很对。
C.S. Lewis is actually very correct.
他说我们整天接受有关性的谎。
He said, we have been fed all day long on good, solid lies about sex.
好，所以我盼望各位看到这边的一个提醒。
So therefore, I hope you can see the key points here.
如何处理我们的性生活，可以肯定或否定我们所相信的神。
What we do in our sex life affirms or denies what we believe about God.
神给了我们无条件的爱。
God gave us unconditional love.
让我们可以在基督里。
It allows us to be in Christ.
他也要求我们无条件的把自己献给神，跟随基督，献给我们的配偶。
And He has also asked us to give unconditionally give ourselves to God and to our spouse.
亲密的关系不能够没有完整的生命承诺。
Physical intimacy should not be separated from total life commitment. If you want to ask for an intimate relationship, but still insist on keeping control of your life, then you're living an inconsistent life. And it's inconsistent with your relationship with God. It's inconsistent with the Christian lifestyle. It's also inconsistent with your spouse.
第二个，性是夫妻立约关系的表征，是我们与神同在，在基督里完全喜乐的前兆。
Second is sex is a sign of the covenant relationship between husband and wife, a foretaste of the rapturous joy of being face to face with God.
一个男人一个女人之间最亲密的爱情，是一个对神对我们爱的一种暗示。
You know, even the best marriage between a man and a woman is just a hint of God's love for us.
第三个，性不仅仅是个人的道德行为，而是神国的价值观。
Third, sex is not simply a person's individual choice, but reflects the values of the kingdom of God.
我们基督徒若只是个人的角度来看性，来考虑性，不是从圣经的教导而来看。
You know, for Christians to consider sex only from the perspective of individualism, that's not in line with what the Bible teaches.
就像我们今天的经文里面所说的,
just like today in our verse.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗? 不要自欺, 无论是淫乱的, 拜偶像的, 奸淫的, 做男童的, 青蓝色的, 偷窃的, 贪婪的, 醉酒的, 辱骂的, 勒索的, 都不能够。
Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
很明显的, 性爱是神圣的。
So obviously sex is sacred. It directs us toward eternal and perfect truth.
圣经在这边保罗在这边呼吁我们基督徒不要注重只是个人的道德行为。
So Paul's call to Christians is not only just to reform our personal behavior, but we should be formed into a spiritual body and to be in accordance with God's design, to reject non-biblical values. We're actually trying to build an alternative society and challenge the world's view of sex. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope that from the Bible we can see that God reminds us.
性是圣洁的,
sex is sacred.
是美好的,
it's wonderful.
是神圣的,
sorry, it's holy, wonderful, and sacred.
绝对不要轻忽,
it should not be done casually. I hope that we can stand firm in our beliefs. And we can live differently in this crooked, rebellious generation. So that they can see this light. Especially want to remind those of us that go off to college and the different places. I know you go out there, the temptation is very great.
求神帮助你,
but I pray that God can help you to stand firm in this environment. And God can use and be used by God. Can be used by God. Let's pray.
天父我们谢谢你的恩典,
Father, we thank you for your grace that we're allowed to be gathered here.
我知道我们在这个环境里面面对的各样的诱惑，各样的试探。
We know that in this environment that we're in, we meet a lot of temptation.
各样的媒体给我们带给我们一些不好的、不正确的观念。
And a lot of the environment gives us wrong perspectives.
很多时候我们也就不自觉的就落在这个试探里面。
And a lot of times we just kind of unknowingly we get trapped in these temptations.
求你真是来帮助我们。
Please pray that you would help us.
你既然把这样的心意放在我们当中。
And you have you give this message before us.
求你帮助我们，让我们能够有力量，能够来抵挡，来站立的稳。
Please pray, pray that you would give us a strength to stand firm.
不管是我们出外读书的年轻人
，No matter regardless if it's the those of us who go out for school，
或是我们在这边生活的一些弟兄姐妹们
，or those of us that live here，
主让我们知道我们在你里面为了神国的国度，我们可以活出不同。
Help us to know that for the sake of your kingdom, we can live differently.
感谢赞美你。
We praise you and thank you.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.